Welcome to episode 78 of the Get Well With Me podcast. I am your host, Adrienne, and together we explore the healing powers of our subconscious mind while leaning in towards a healthier lifestyle. Our philosophy here is excellence, not perfection. And I have something very special for you today, as always. This is a hypnosis session that is sure to be listened to time and time again, because maybe you can relate to being stuck, stuck in some area of your life. It might be your job or a relationship, or maybe you're looking to make a physical transformation and just kind of find yourself staying the same. And you know, staying the same, sometimes it's a comfort zone thing, but sometimes it gets actually painful. Like the idea of waking up tomorrow and nothing changes can be a very uncomfortable feeling. And if you feel like you're at that threshold for change, that breaking point, so to speak, maybe it is a relationship, or maybe it is just the way that you've been feeling about yourself. But whatever it is, bring that intention to get unstuck and get clear about moving forward, and bring that intention to this session right now, because I'm going to read you a little commercial that I wrote for my Wellness Wednesday. That's where I've extracted this hypnosis session from. And so I'm going to go ahead and read you this commercial, and then I'm going to just play the session for you to enjoy. I do want to point out, do not listen to this while you're driving or doing anything that requires your full attention, because it does produce an eyes closed state of hypnosis. As a matter of fact, when I go back and edit out the audio from these sessions, and I look at all the little Zoom squares of everyone who attended the session, I am noticing that week after week, the members go deeper and deeper and quicker and quicker. So it may be that listening to the sound of my voice in a hypnotic session has a more intensely relaxing effect on you each time that you listen. So that may be the case for you. And so here we go. Here's my Wellness Wednesday commercial. Okay. Have you sometimes been curious about what it would be like to experience hypnosis and learn more about how you can upgrade your habits and your mindset, your health, and even your happiness? I have the perfect solution for you. Wellness Wednesdays. It's my group hypnosis membership program, and it's over Zoom, and it's so easy to be a part of this amazing experience every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. We dissolve anxiety, we reduce stress, and we go on a new and unique hypnotic experience, visiting different areas of our health and wellness with the intention that we've set aside this 1 hour a week for self-improvement on the inside, where changes are really made. So if that sounds interesting to you, I challenge you to click the link and learn more. You'll be pleased to see that the first month is totally free, and that you can stop and start your membership as you wish. It's designed to be a no commitment, no accountability program where you can pop in and you can pop out, whatever works with your schedule. And the nice thing about hypnosis over Zoom is you can zoom in from your home or your office or your car, as long as you're not driving, or your favorite comfy chair. And you can know that you are in a safe and comfortable environment. So I invite you to join us this Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Click the link to get more information, and I look forward to seeing you there. So as you guys know, I don't add commercials to my podcasts, like not officially, but I thought it would be okay with you if I read you that commercial and personally invited you to Wellness Wednesday. So please do enjoy this hypnosis session. And here we go. So I would like you to once again bring your hands to your chest and just begin to settle in, to get comfortable, to close those eyes and notice the sensation of your hands on your chest, the air on your skin. Notice the natural rhythm of your breath, the way the in-breath leads to the out-breath, leads to the in-breath. Notice how it feels for your body to be supported by the surface beneath you. And as that gentle noticing allows you to begin to sink in to the surface beneath you, sink in to this moment, knowing that it's safe to be here now. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. You are here in this safe space, supported by this moment, supported by my voice. As you think to yourself, I am here, and all is well. So as you allow those eyelids to remain closed, you can let yourself be comfortably absorbed in the sound of these words. A little bit more with each and every out-breath, in the knowledge that your inner mind can do this without any conscious effort on your part, that you can begin to relax and settle back inside, instinctively and unconsciously, because your ability to become quiet on the inside is a natural capacity that you were born with, and it's something that you can rediscover and tap into in an ongoing way, in just the right way for you, to be able to be so much more present with what's happening, so that you can really have the experience of your life. And it's happening. That's it. And you can become aware of the position of that body, noticing which hand is more relaxed than the one that's left right now, and noticing which foot is more relaxed than the other that's left to relax in a way that feels just right. And you can notice the rise and fall of the chest and abdomen, the coolness of the air on the inhale, and the warmness of the air on the exhale, and how the breathing can smooth out all by itself. The breathing has a silk-like smoothness to it, as you get the sense that any conscious thoughts drifting through that mind can slow down now and quiet down, becoming more distant now, like you're just drifting away from them, back and back into the more quiet, more calm, more expansive stillness, back into the deeper you, who simply can be, who can simply rest and be present now with your experience as it's happening. That's it. And there's no need to try to relax. There's no need to try not to relax. And there's no need to try not to try, because your body and mind instinctively know how to do this, how to quiet down now in their own way. And that's the purpose. That's the intention you've set for yourself here. And this purpose, this intention, can resonate deeply with your unconscious mind, how you can rediscover how to quiet down within, in your own unique way, to rediscover this natural capacity within yourself to become quiet and still inside. That's it. To simply allow yourself to be and here and now. You can remember what it's like to listen so very closely, like when you want to hear the lyrics of a song. When the singer is difficult to hear and you listen over and over, the way you may have done years ago, listening to the words with a sense of curiosity as you become more and more absorbed in the sounds and in the rhythm and in the space behind the sounds, as you let go into relaxation and rest now. And you might recall playing hide and seek as a child, ducking behind a bush or behind a tree, or in that genius secret spot. And you're watching and listening for where the other kids are, hearing the sound of your own heartbeat and how thrilling that can be. And the world looks so bright and colorful and vivid, smelling the air as you extend your senses out and around you with a giddy sense of delight and exhilaration, And in the midst of the action like that, you can also be quiet inside in the midst of exhilaration and delight. You can experience a beautiful sense of quietness within, present, alive, and feel so very good. That's it. And as you can watch your breathing and watch that body relax even deeper, the muscles smoothing, softening, loosening, that's it. So too, you can watch any thoughts from a distance as floating images and words, floating and whirling over there. And you can get a sense of what it would be like strolling into the hills away from modern civilization, away from any roads. And at first you can look back and glimpse a few cars and a road or two over there in the distance. And at first you can still just about hear the sound of those engines as the cars drive past, way over there. But as you walk further and further into nature, and further, the noises of those cars fade into the distance, until there comes a point at which you can't see them anymore. You can't hear them anymore, because you're in a different place now. A different space, surrounded by nature on all sides. There, beneath the sky, a comfortable, gentle breeze. The warmth of the sun on your face, and all around you is quiet, and all within you is quiet. That's it. And you can absorb this quiet into each and every fiber of your being now. Notice the hills, the trees, the grass, the expansiveness of nature all around, absorbing this quiet more and more deeply and completely. And then you can relax into an even deeper place and learn at the unconscious level how to experience this inner quiet whenever and wherever you need to. And you can just Experience the reality of floating right up out of yourself and watch yourself as you enjoy this hypnotic rest, noticing the relaxation of those facial muscles, seeing that body drift into deeper and deeper comfort, seeing the position of that body over there, and watching that calmer mind and any remaining thoughts floating in there fading away into stillness. Maybe you can imagine a spinning top that was whirling and whirling so very fast, but now it has slowed and slowed as those thoughts over there fade and diminish until they came to a stop, and you can listen to the silence, a deep sense of quiet and stillness, now impressing the air around you that's over there. A deep sense of quiet and stillness now deeply permeating that you over there. Deeper and deeper through mind and body into the very depths of your being. That's it. And you can float back inside that quiet body and into the silence of that mind and experience this silence from inside now. And in your mind, you can softly and gently, ever so quietly, whisper to yourself as you breathe out the sound. That's right, that familiar because when the surface of the lake is rippled with movement, it can't reflect clearly. And it's only when those ripples travel out to the edge of the lake and they diminish and subside that that lake can become completely still now. That's it. And when the lake is completely still, it can become a mirror to the world, perfectly reflecting the sky and the surroundings. That's right. And if a thought disrupts the beautiful surface of that lake, you can just observe it from a place of calm stillness, and you can notice the thought and notice the vast silence and space out of which the thought arises, and into which it dissolves. That's right. As you take in another slightly deeper breath, just hearing on the exhale, like a gentle breeze caressing the leaves, that soft and gentle shh. Inside, to remind you to remember this silence and watch the lake become completely still. And you can just get an intuitive sense of all the many ways that this way of being is going to be really valuable and useful for you, as something to be able to tap into and relax back into the quiet mind, out of which arise intuitions and flashes of insight and knowing that your conscious mind could never dream of coming up with. While the quiet mind that can appreciate beauty and connection and feel things in such a deep and natural, spontaneous way that has nothing to do with the busy chatter of the conscious mind. The deeper you that knows how to simply be and how to feel completely content and at ease in this pure beingness, simply doing what you're doing, having the experience of your life, whether you're resting or even when you're in the midst of action, letting reality be exactly as it is, letting what you're doing now be enough. Knowing it's okay to relax into now, completely, always, and in all ways. That's it. And perhaps you'll notice this next arising spontaneously, this way of being, so much more quiet within when you're at home or at work or engaging in something you really enjoy, where you want to come to your senses and quiet your mind. And you can get a sense of that now happening, of watching a you who is already experiencing this in the future now. And I'd just like you to notice what you look like in that time, seeing yourself there, perhaps a time when you had been looking a little distracted, were feeling a little frazzled, when you had been having internal thoughts about this and that, when there had been a slight frown on your face, and then just watching as that you there in the future naturally takes a deep breath and experiences an inner sound of shh.
And as that happens, you can just watch the tension and mental chatter melt away, quieting, fading into silence. And notice how this future you can be so much more vibrant and focused, able to calmly pay attention. So what you're doing there in the future with complete clarity and inner calm. And you can now experience this as a future reality. As you merge into this future you, right into the beginning of this future time, hearing that mental chatter, noticing the distracting, whirling thoughts for a moment, and then sensing yourself step back from them, taking in a deep breath and instinctively hearing the inner sound of shh. As you relax into stillness, those old thoughts quietly dissolving away. That's right. Dissolving into stillness and silence. Seeing the colors get brighter, the world more three-dimensional, as you're able to fully be here now. And your unconscious mind can integrate this fully and completely as a deep and powerful resource to draw on in the days and weeks ahead. As you listen to the sound of my voice, and you notice more and more beneficial changes in your own level of calm and focus, changes that others begin to see in you as well. And you can discover how much more enjoyable it is to be here in the moment, having the direct experience of your life by quieting down on the inside. And the thrill of really paying attention to what's going on. That's right. And for now, it's time to prepare to come all the way back to full alertness, back to the here and now. As you notice the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is that you're resting on, feeling refreshed and alert, reorienting to the room around you, noticing that you are in a room, noticing the light breaking through, your eyelids beginning to flicker, feeling very good all the way back now, like a clean, cool shower. And you can have a nice stretch, and whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. I'll give you guys just a moment to come back. I'm gonna stretch out too. Oh, it feels so wonderful. I feel like I took a nap with you guys. Okay, so I see Chris has his hand raised, and Chris, I'm gonna unmute you in just a moment. So we're going to just basically give everyone a chance, anyone that wants to say anything, and then we're going to close up with our hypnotic words for this week. Okay, so let me unmute Okay, Chris, if you would like to speak, you may.
Okay, other than yourself, there are seven participants, and there's 7 days in a week, and you brought out a good word unto seven people. Therefore, I'm no prophet, but you will receive a blessing for 7 days.
I will take a
in
blessing.
Seven different ways.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I expect a blessing every day, and I love to receive a blessing. So thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And I saw Ray gave me a thumbs up. Thumbs up to you, Ray. I appreciate you showing up. As a matter of fact, I appreciate all of you showing up. I know Melissa has a very busy schedule, and she shows up. And Pratiti, she is amazing. She had an awesome live today, and I'm going to catch that right in a little bit, so you'll see me there. But I just appreciate each and every one of you. I'm so happy Danielle's with us today, and Whitney's got her hands full, I can tell you that much. She's a teacher at home, so. And Brenda is a super granny, so I just, each one of you is so special to me, and I love that we get to have this experience together. I'll just be quiet for 10 seconds, 5 seconds, if anyone wants to say anything. And then I will bless you with some more hypnotic words with our closing statement.
Just want to say, we really appreciate you.
Aww.
You're amazing.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you so much. And thanks for that text you sent me the other day when I had to zoom out real quick last week. So. If anyone here doesn't know, I have two pregnant sisters, and they are the ones that are making my snow globe get rattled every day, because I one of my favorite things to do is worry about the people I love, and they are keeping me all shook up. So this felt really, really good to have this experience with you guys. All right, I have our closing hypnotic words, and let's see. Okay, here they are. Knowing that we are where our attention is gives us more influence over our own reality. And what if simply realizing that we are where our attention is, what if that becomes our superpower? It's comforting to know that when we have a snow globe moment, that we can quiet our mind with a gentle shh. And that feels good, doesn't it? That's all I have for you guys today. If you have anything that you want to tell me, email me. I will be looking forward to any feedback on the replay, and I have been looking forward to feedback on if the music is too quiet or too loud or unwanted on the replay. So I look forward to your emails, and until next week, happy wellness and much love.
I want to thank you for showing up every single week too.
Thank you, Pratiti.
I'm going to try to jump on next week. I'll be in Mexico.
Oh,
during
cool.
our wellness.
Wow. Cool.
Yes, and I'm going to be doing my Facebook Live from Mexico as well. So that'll be really
cool.
Fun.
Maybe you can turn your laptop or your phone and show us the view. I love a good tropical view.
I will for sure do it.
Yes. If they have good Wi-Fi, zoom in. All right. Everybody be blessed.
Thank you. You too.